What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Em.
I'm sorry, you really threw me off there. I was ready for that. I was like, what the heck?
I'm Nick.
Welcome in to the Ominous Archives.
There's a lot going on in my brain when I try to record.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't throw a shot like that because I'll just throw my whole episode off.
You literally just threw me off completely.
I can throw your episode off.
I was like, what the heck?
No problem.
I didn't know you were Em. News to me. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. All right. You got anything news for our news? Yep. We're starting out strong.
There we go.
You got anything new for our people this week?
New. What's new? My name did not change.
His name is actually still Nick, contrary to popular belief.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty boring people.
My eyeballs are still not working.
Aside from needing new contacts.
The heat's been junky.
Yeah.
Work sucks. And our floor needs to be like recoated.
Mm-hmm.
But in the humidity and stuff, all the oil and stuff like comes to the surface and it's just a big ice rink.
Perfect.
It's just like even non-slip boots, whatever, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's a slip and slide.
It's literally
like walking around like a penguin all day long. So you're like, oh man.
Oh, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. I walked into the bathroom today to wash my hands and like slid across the whole bathroom floor. I was like, Jesus, this is not fun. It's not safe,
I feel.
No, but there's not much they can do.
Right,
like,
what can you do?
How do you shut a whole shop down to try and redo all the floors? They've been doing it, like, slowly.
Yeah.
But it just hasn't gotten to my section yet.
You're coming.
Yeah, it'll get there.
Well, I personally have nothing new to tell you guys. I have an exciting episode this week. I'm excited for my app.
Are you?
Aside from that.
Your M-clusive?
Yes, my M-clusive this week. Yeah. I feel like I got
maybe,
a good one.
Maybe we'll put that on a t-shirt, even though we don't have a lot of merch. We've
M-clusive.
We have merch. We just haven't released anything yet because we don't know where we're going to release it to.
Eventually.
So, email us.
Yeah.
If you want merch, you can email us.
Yeah. We're going to be covering the Paris catacombs.
Didn't Sam and Colby just get lost down there?
Yeah, they did. I didn't see that, though. I didn't watch that video yet. And I feel like that's going to be one where, like, I need to, like, make sure I'm in, like, a good setting because the catacombs freak me out. Like, something about being stuck somewhere underground. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
Although, I think it was clickbait. They seriously, like, tweeted something on their Twitter account that was like, if this gets posted, it's because we're lost in the catacombs. So, like, everybody was, like, literally freaking out because they were actively lost in the catacombs. So, I don't know if, like, they really, or if they were just trying to get, like, you know, get a few clicks.
Get a few clicks out of it.
It caught my attention for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even follow them on social media and it got mine.
Right. This is one that I've been dying to cover, but I also know that it's extremely well-known and extremely popular, so I wanted to make sure that I gave it its due diligence. Do you yourself happen to know much about the catacombs?
I know that you should stay in the area that they tell you to stay in. Because if you don't, you will get lost forever.
Yeah, pretty much. It's absolutely wild, and it's 100% a place that you could not pay me to visit, I don't think.
You could pay me a visit. I definitely would.
No. You can count me out of this excursion.
1,000% I'd go.
No. As always, I'm going to start out with the history, because what's a place without telling you how it became?
Probably not a place.
There you go. The history of the Paris catacombs starts in the late 18th century, when major public health problems and major overpopulation of dead bodies tied to the city's cemeteries led to a decision to transfer their contents of the cemeteries to an underground site. Paris authorities chose what at the time was an easily accessible site that was located outside the capital. It was in operation since at least the 15th century and then abandoned. Which is so crazy. Like, what do you mean you just abandoned? Like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These quarries were a small part of the labyrinth that extended under the city over approximately 800 square meters. To put it simply, they built huge tunnels under Paris and filled it with dead bodies.
Hmm.
Like, literally, simply speaking, they just built tunnels under the city and said, we're just going to throw all the dead people here.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, weird to say.
It's kind of, like, morbid.
Yeah, morbid. There you go. Because of what they did.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, they ran out of room.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation of the site and the organization of bone transfers were entrusted to a man named Charles Axel Guillemond, who was an inspector of the Department of General Quarry Inspection. The mission of this department, that had been founded on April 4th, 1777, was to consolidate the abandoned quarries following major collapses of the ground under Paris in the mid-18th century. The first evacuations were made from 1785 to 1787, and it deeply concerned Saint Innocent Cemetery, which was the largest cemetery in Paris at the time, which had been closed in 1780 after use for nearly 10 centuries. The tombs, common graves, and charnel houses were emptied of their bones, which were transported at night to avoid hostile reactions from the Parisian population and the church. Like, could you imagine? Yeah. Like, you have to, like, set out, like, a good time to, like, transport, like, one dead body to another place. It's like,
yeah,
I can't imagine, like, you're going out for lunch and, like, you're very keen on seeing dead bodies just being transported.
Yeah.
So, like, having to do it in the middle of the night
is
crazy.
It makes you think, too, that it's like, did you not get the okays? Like,
right. Yeah.
Did the paperwork look good, but it wasn't good?
It's very interesting. The bones were dumped in two quarry wells and then distributed and piled into... The site was renamed as the Paris Municipal Ossuary, and from that time forward, took on the mythical name of catacombs, in reference to the Roman catacombs, which had fascinated the public since their discovery.
I mean, it's... fascinating.
It is very fascinating.
Like, I mean, it's one of those where you gotta call it what it is.
Yeah, like, it's very, like, it's, that doesn't happen. Like, I feel like, where does this happen? A register was placed at the end of the circuit where people could write their names and experiences / impressions. It was filled extremely fast because these visits had quickly become a success with both the French and the tourists. Which to me seems kind of, like, extremely morbid. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but wanting to go into what's basically, like, a tunnel of dead people. I get the curiosity, like, because it's 110% a curiosity thing. Because, like, if you look at the catacombs in itself, they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like they're literally, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a tunnel of dead people. Like,
but that's the human, I feel like that's a human thing.
Yeah.
It's there is that curiosity to the, like, to the morbid side of things.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just not something that I think I'd want to do in my free time.
They would love us if we were part of the Morbid Network.
Yeah, seriously.
The amount we just said that?
Yeah, seriously. Just dropping it. During the 19th century, visiting arrangements constantly changed, from total closing to monthly or quarterly openings. The Paris catacombs are now open to everyone without requiring any authorization, and they welcome millions of visitors yearly. However, a lot of the catacombs are restricted and can't be visited, and it is highly, highly recommended that you buy a ticket and get a tour from a tour guide who knows the ins and outs of the catacombs.
Yeah, because there's no lights.
Like, it would be asinine to enter without having knowledge of where you're going, so please don't do that. Being that it is possible to enter the catacombs through sewers.
Yeah.
Like, you can, people just get in.
That's a big ID10T error.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you can't, no lights, no direction.
You're underground, so good luck with service.
There is, you don't get cell phone service.
Right.
Like, there is no, oh, it'll be fun. Like, that we'll remember two rights to the, nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the second you, no.
Mm-mm.
See, and that's why I say, like, I'm not messing with it. Maybe I would go in with a tour guide.
Yeah,
it's a big maybe, though. Like, I don't even know if I would do that.
Chances are, I'd probably, like, I'd want to cleanse my, my aura or my, like, my spirit. Afterwards, because of that, but
right.
I also think if you're, like, respectful and stuff,
yeah,
you know.
So now that I've yapped and yapped about the history,
you have yapped for a while.
Let us get into the interesting parts of the catacombs. For one, there's a theory that there are people that actually live in the catacombs, like, full time.
Oh, there's a that's not a theory; that's truth.
I found this story in 2004. A group of police officers were going through a part of the Paris catacombs that was restricted from public access when they found some very strange things. First, they found a PA system playing pre-recorded guard dog barking. Then, they found 300 square feet of space, wires for phones that were using pirated electricity, The next part is very crazy to me. The officers also found a bar, a living area, a workshop, lounge, and even a makeshift movie theater with room to seat about 20 people.
Hell yeah.
Just made makeshift in the catacombs.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean? That is insane.
Yeah, they're like off the grid living.
Right.
That's how you do it.
That is literally how you do it. That is off the grid. That is under the tunnels.
Again, they did it. They probably knew a lot about the catacombs.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. They had to have.
If you decide to enter it, you do not know a lot.
Yeah, right.
You will get lost. Chances are you will become one of the bodies down there.
One of the 6 million bodies down in the catacombs.
You will be 6,000,001.
Shockingly, the seats had been carved into the stone of the catacombs, which is wild. Like, they're literally down there just, like, welding with the stones and stuff.
Yeah, I think you can weld stones.
He has to be technical.
I would have let it slide
I'm
if
just
it wasn't
a girl.
In my... You're not just a girl.
I'm just a girl. I don't know about welding and sculpting. Whatever. They
sculpting.
Were building. They were building chairs.
Somebody's going to comment and be like, you can weld rocks.
I'm
gonna be like,
Ha.
We have a kid at work who went through welding school. I'm going to ask him tomorrow.
Ask him and get back
to me. So we're going to put a pin in that one.
The creepiest part of all was that they discovered cameras on the ceilings that were recording them.
Oh, so they knew that they were there.
Yeah, so the next day...
They all said the jig is up.
The police squad went back to the area with a bigger team to investigate further. However, everything they'd found the day before, from the phone lines to the catacomb makeshift movie theater, had disappeared. The only thing that remained was a note that was written in French that translated to read, "Don't search." The craziest part of that story to me is that I believe it 100%. Like, without a doubt, it would not come to a shock to me at all that people would live down there. If you could survive, and that group seemed to be doing pretty fine down there, I for sure believe it. Why wouldn't you?
I'm willing to bet they were probably just like... I want to say, like, Joe Schmoes, but we just talked about how, like, if you don't know. They probably, like, knew, or maybe, like, they were, like, architectural students or something like that, or they had some kind of background where they studied the catacombs and knew about them, but, like, worked everyday jobs. So they'd leave every day and go work their job and then
come back home climb into the catacombs. Sewer and come back. Right. Yeah. Like, could you imagine that's how, like, climbing in and out of the sewers?
The turtle, Ninja Turtles did it, so.
Yeah, they're turtles, Nick.
But they were teenagers.
Whatever.
And they were mutant. But still.
So moving on from that and on to our first ghost in the catacombs. During the French Revolution, a man named Philbert Asparet was a doorman at the Val de Grace Hospital. One night, it is said that he went on a mission to find a certain specific liquor from a cellar in the hospital. Somehow, Philbert actually ended up entering the Paris catacombs by accident. I don't know how one does that accidentally and so easily, but nonetheless.
Well, you said you can access through the sewers.
You can, but, like, how do you accidentally fall in a sewer? Or, like, I don't know.
People do a lot of things
accidentally. Yeah, I mean, and he was looking for liquor, so maybe he was already feeling the liquor, so I don't know. Philbert ends up walking around the pitch-black catacombs alone with just a single candle. He obviously became lost and confused, as anyone would alone in the catacombs. Like I said, many people believe he may have already been intoxicated at the time. Seems how he was looking for a certain type of alcohol to begin with, and that's what got him into this whole mess. I always get ahead of myself. I jumped the gun.
Yeah, I jumped the gun.
Eventually, unfortunately, Philbert's candle went out and everything turned to black, making it impossible to escape the darkness of the catacombs.
Spooky.
His body was found 11 years later.
11 years, see? Yeah, that's why you don't explore the catacombs when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. It was found by a group of cataphiles, who are a group of people that illegally search and explore the catacombs. Now, I say illegally search if you want to know, and they can get you around those catacombs. They are, like, literally... I don't suggest going in with them, but if you're gonna go, if you're not going to go with a tour guide, your best bet is to hit up these cataphiles and go with them, because they know what they're doing. It's literally their life.
Yeah, but so you need to make sure you find, like, a real one. Like, you can't, like...
Yeah.
You can't Craigslist that.
Right, seriously. Yeah, that's not something you could
that's
just,
not,
like, find
that's
on
no
Indeed.
Bueno. Yeah, don't be doing that.
Yeah.
You need to, like, become a member or something like that. Right. So you can be like, oh, these guys are the legit ones.
Yeah. They identified him by the hospital key ring that was hanging from his belt, which is wild. That's how they figured out who he was. He is buried in the catacombs in the exact place where he died, with a tombstone describing his death. Cataphiles and catacomb folklorists say that every November 3rd, Filbert's ghost haunts the labyrinth of the catacombs.
Still trying to get out.
It's said that if you're ever lost in the catacombs, that if Filbert finds you, he'll do his best to lead you out. We love a helpful ghost. How nice.
But does he actually lead you out?
He'll try his very best, at the least. He'll try.
Yeah.
If you Google his name, you can see pictures of his tombstone. It's for sure eerie, and I can totally see him haunting things down there.
Yeah.
Shit, if I died in, like, a situation in a place like that, and it's, like, somewhere where people are constantly coming and visiting, oh my god. I'm haunting the crap out of you people.
Yeah.
You want the experience? Here's my experience.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't a easy death.
Oh, no.
Like, there's definitely easier. He probably starved.
Yeah.
Starved or...
No, for sure. Like, that's horrible. Yeah. And not even just that. Took, like, 11 years to find his body. Like, he was just, like...
He was lost for a long time.
Right. Like, that's so sad. People that go into the tunnels often find themselves disoriented, heightening the eerie atmosphere. The temperature in the tunnels is often extremely cold. You're literally underground. Some travelers find themselves easily lost and unable to find a way out. Cops often find recently deceased bodies, assuming that they couldn't find a way out of the miles of maze and were unable to call for help. Some people report transitioning from disbelief to terror as they explore the catacombs. They described hearing disembodied voices that a lot of the time seem to try to urge you to go deeper and deeper into the catacombs. People hear footsteps echoing in empty chambers and the feeling of being watched.
Now here's the thing. Are those footsteps?
Right, are they really phantom footsteps? Or are they actually just people just running, that people that live there? Or
it could
people?
Be the Minotaur.
Yeah, it could be.
He's in there.
You don't know what the heck is in there. Like, I'm so serious that it's such a place that, like, you could say something and I'd be like, yeah, probably. Like, there's probably a vampire down there. Mm-hmm. There's probably, like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
If I was, like, a mythical creature or, like, a cryptid or something and I needed somewhere to go hang out, I'm going to the catacombs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Right? But, like, with all of this stuff being said, somehow people still continue to want to explore this place. It baffles me a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
It's that morbid curiosity.
Yeah, it's you the unknown.
Yeah. And it's the, what is that? The blind confidence. Yeah. I could get out.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't. They were goofballs. They couldn't get out. I could get out.
You know what my confidence tells me I could do? Get out of the catacombs. I don't know about that one.
No. I would not. Listen, if one of the betting sites put odds on you, I wouldn't bet for your odds.
I'm not betting for your odds.
Those odds are not in your favor.
All right. In 2017, search teams and rescue dogs found and saved two teenage girls aged 16 and 17. Like, what the heck? Were a 16-year-old and a 17? Yeah. Like, that is too young for that type of curiosity. Like, come on, wait a little longer.
Coming from the one who's explored how many abandoned places?
Okay. Abandoned places and the Paris catacombs are two highly different scenarios.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they?
110%. Yes.
I mean, nobody's probably opened up a Ouija board in the catacombs.
You don't think that that's happened in all of the years that the catacombs have been a thing? This is the one episode maybe, that he's going to claim that somebody maybe didn't open a Ouija board with a portal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go with it. So the girls had been lost in the pitch black tunnels of the haunted catacombs in Paris, France for 3 days.
Oh.
Could you imagine, like, just being absolutely terrified in the dark for 3 days? Like, that's horrifying.
And to try and keep your moral up.
Right.
Like, as soon as you lose your morale, you're done.
Yeah, like you're done for, seriously. Mm-hmm. And 3 days is a long time. Like, I feel like 24 hours would be long for me. 3 days is crazy.
Yeah.
After their rescue, they were quickly taken to the hospital and administered treatment for hypothermia. That's the other thing. Like, you're also, like, your body is literally going through, like, the starvation. Like, you haven't had water in three days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like it's just a recipe for disaster.
We went in and it was 90 degrees above, so we only have shorts and a t-shirt.
Right. And now you're in the Paris catacombs with friggin' hypothermia.
It's like when you go out on a boat and I always carry a sweatshirt.
Oh, my God. Literally. I can't tell you how many times I've been on a boat. I'm like, it's sunny. I don't need it. And like, you're literally going so fast on the boat. You're dying.
Yep. Anytime you're on the water, it's chilly. There's a breeze.
Mm-hmm. So this is by far one of the creepiest Paris catacomb legends. Also, definitely the most popular one. I'm sure most of you have heard it. It's rumored to literally inspire the plot of a movie, but I have to, of course, tell it in case you don't know. But
wait, is the plot of the movie Labyrinth?
No.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's like, when you think about the catacombs, if you know this story, it's the first thing you think of.
Minotaur.
No.
Damn it.
Maybe not Nick. Maybe everybody else but Nick.
Yeah, apparently not me. I'm not very good with movies. My father-in-law is always like, did you see this movie? And I'm like,
nope.
Nah.
You lost me there.
Nope. I was deprived as a child.
So, in the early 1990s, a group of cataphiles were walking through the dark chambers of the catacombs when they found a video camera on the ground.
I think I've heard this story.
Yeah. The camera still had footage on it, and as they watched, they heard disturbing noises. From the video, they could tell the man holding the camera was lost, and he had no idea how to escape. The more they watched, the more it became clear the man was losing his mind in the underground networks of the tunnels. The video ends abruptly with the man dropping his camera to the ground. To this day, no one knows who he was or if he ever managed to get out alive. And like I said, the movie As Above, So Below was inspired by this tragedy. I can't say that I've seen the movie, but that is what people say. You can still watch the video to this day. It's extremely, extremely hard to watch. Like, it's definitely one of the creepiest things I've watched while doing, like, this research for this podcast. It's very eerie. Like, the desperation and panic in this man's voice is terrible. Like, you can tell he's losing it. And, like, we'll just never know what happened to him.
And it's just pitch black, right?
It's just pitch black. Talking? It's the breathing. You can hear him, like, talking. Mm-hmm. Like, you can literally hear him, like, start to panic.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
Yeah. We've been talking about how it's, like, so pitch black and everything, but yet I just picture torches on the wall.
Yeah.
And,
seriously.
Like, skeletons of bodies all over, and I'm like...
Because when you look in the places, like, the catacombs is open to the public, it is lit up. Mm-hmm. Like, they have, like, the lights and everything, and it doesn't look as... It's still creepy, because you're surrounded by literal bones and bodies.
Like, people.
Right. It's like, actually such a crazy concept, because, like, when I look at the pictures, and, like, I see all the bones and, like, the skulls, I'm like, oh, yeah. They're not fake, though. Like, that's, like, real-life human body
bones. That was
bones.
A person.
Right. Like, I look at them, like, oh, that's not too bad. Then you think about it, like, for real, like, that's not...
Yeah.
That's real. Like, that was someone. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do they have, like, a, do you know if they have, like, a memorial thing of,
all the people names
who
and stuff,
are in there?
That they, like, knew from before, like, that they transferred from, like, the first cemetery? Yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, a whole, it's, like, the registry and stuff that they had, like, originally when they first opened, even that is still, like, down there. Like, you could read, like, some of the stuff that, like, people... Like, wrote about when the catacombs first opened.
When the paranormal started?
Yeah, when the Paris started. I wanted to say when the Paris started. Just Paris in general.
Yeah, just Paris in general.
I found a story on Reddit from user No More Ricks that says, I went to one of the illegal tours in Paris, immediately got horrible night terrors and nightmares that lasted weeks. Stuff that I've never felt before, like really intense anger, hatred, sadness, etc. A lot of the times, I don't even actually remember what I was dreaming at all, but those who heard me said it sounded bad, like I was suffering or something.
Sorry, I clunked my...
What, you hate me? No, I'm kidding.
I just clunked
my... You just had to interrupt me. No, I'm kidding.
My mic.
Anyone who heard me said that it sounded bad, like I was suffering or something, although they never bothered to wake me up, so I don't know how credible that is.
Some friends.
Right. Eventually, after some times, the nightmares had stopped. But later that year, I went again with my brother... And the same thing happened with the night terrors and nightmares that again lasted several weeks, maybe even months, immediately after revisiting the catacombs.
That person could just be sensitive to it.
True. Like, it could be just, like, a triggering thing. I mean, I get night terrors and sleep. Sleep paralysis is rare for me. I gotta stop saying that I get sleep paralysis, because I feel like that hasn't happened to me since middle school, so I feel like if I stop talking about it, it'll never happen again. Mm-hmm. But night terrors, my whole damn life. And it's so easily triggered. Like, around Halloween time, like, if I go to, like, a haunted, like, walkthrough or something, I promise you, night terrors will be 1,000 times worse than it is
normally. Now, can you explain to me the difference between a nightmare and a night terror?
And a nightmare? Like, a night terror, I'm pretty sure, is, like, you can wake somebody up from a nightmare. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think my mom said, like, when I was a kid, like, I was an infant, and I'd have night terrors. Like, she would wake me up, and I'd be awake and, like, still screaming. Because I was, like, still scared. So, like, I think it's just, like, harder to, like, get out of, like, type thing. Like, they're more intense than a nightmare.
Okay.
Because, like, I feel like everybody has nightmares. Yeah. Like,
if someone out there knows the actual definition.
Yeah, because I know, I feel like I've just always been told my whole life. It's just, because I feel like I can tell the difference between a nightmare and a night terror. Like, I have nightmares, like, regularly. There is a difference. It's more intense, I feel.
Yeah. I have, it's wild, and I actually talked to my doctor about this, but if I sleep on my back.
Oh, it. Position, the way you position helps, for sure.
The most vivid nightmares.
Yeah.
And, like, to the point where, like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, my God, what was that?
Dude, the human mind is insane.
Yeah. And then, like, I'll go back to sleep. What do you
mean our sleep position affects the way we dream?
Yeah. But I go back to sleep in on my back.
Yeah.
And I wake up in the same exact spot where I left off.
Right.
It's almost like, say if I, like, you know how, like, sometimes if you die in your dream, you, like, wake up sometimes.
Sometimes.
You never get to the point where you die, but, like, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You're falling, you see the ground, and you know. But it's like a reboot on life. Like, I will fall back asleep, and then I wake right back up where I was, and I was like, oh, man, I'm here again.
Right.
It the one time I had, it was like three times I did it before I finally was like, forget this. And I went, I slept on the floor and slept on my stomach. Because we have, like, a modular bed, so you can, like, lift it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, forget this. And I ended up, like, rolling, like, literally going to the floor and sleeping on my stomach. So I was like.
That's crazy.
While the baby the other night, we were sitting there and she starts screaming, like, she woke up, you know, kind of like, hey, I'm awake, like, come comfort me. And I went in there to comfort her, and I picked her up, and she just kept screaming with and her eyes, like, I didn't realize it at first, but I was like, it's okay. And, like, I was rubbing her back and, like, bouncing her, and then all of a sudden she opened her eyes and kind of was like, hey, and, like, looked around, and I was like, wild, you were sleeping and screaming like that.
Right.
Insane. Like, you had no idea I picked you up. No, nothing.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
She ended her Reddit post by saying, not planning on going back anytime soon. Girl, I would have never went back the second time.
You went back a second time.
Like, you were brave. Especially being someone, like, that's crazy.
Definitely
I can't
crazy.
Imagine something like that. Like, it's gonna trigger some scary dreams.
Yeah.
One last little theory about the catacombs that some people believe is that the tunnels are actually a portal to hell. And I honestly feel like with over 6 million dead bodies in one place, there's literally no place that makes more sense to have a portal to hell. It just checks out for me. It's also, it's already underground.
Yeah, it could
You're
be
already
like,
closer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
why not?
Definitely could be.
Yeah.
The damn Ouija boards.
That damn Ouija board. Somebody didn't close the damn Ouija board. It's always that. That pretty much wraps it up for me, but like I said, you can still, to this day, go on a tour of the Paris catacombs. I highly suggest that you do it with the legal tour guides, unless you plan on catching some hefty trespassing charges or the risk of getting lost down there forever and joining the 6 million.
Maybe being found 11 years later.
Right. Seriously, like, could you imagine
In case
that?
You're wondering, I think it's 7 days you can't survive without water.
Yeah.
So, 11 years is a little over 7 days.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, not worth it.
I think I like the odds of going with a legal tour guide.
Yeah, I like those odds. They're better.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my catacombs deep dive.
That was a good episode. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Yeah. And it was informative. There's a lot I didn't know.
Information.
Mm-hmm. Except you didn't cover the fact that the Minotaur's down there.
News to me.
I think it's the catacombs.
Hold on. Let me look this up. Because there's no way I would have missed
that. We're
going
to do this live
that.
Right now.
What's it called?
The Minotaur? It might not even be that. I might have made that up, but I thought there was a monster down in the catacombs. Unless I'm confusing that with, like, Labyrinth or something.
I mean, there was a golem. They say there's a some say figure lurks, but he doesn't have a name or anything.
Hmm.
No, they just call him a golem.
A golem. The glom.
But yeah, so there's that. I didn't know that. There's
there you
go. But there's a golem, a figure that some say lurks in the dark near the main entrance. So perhaps that. Yeah, no.
Still wild. We'll have to check. I'll look it up and see where the Minotaur is.
I was going to say, did I completely, like, miss something? But I think I'm right.
He's definitely in, like, some tunnel somewhere. Yeah. Maybe it's Greece. I don't know. Good episode. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
It's always weird trying to figure out how to end these things.
Yeah. If you enjoyed it, guys, can
rate us.
Give it a rating.
Rate.
Five stars would be nice.
Yeah, preferably five or above.
Yeah, you know, I think the highest you can go is five. But nonetheless, Nick's ambitious.
Yeah. I'm going for it.
You
on a scale of 1 to 5, give us a 10.
On a scale of 1 to 5, 11.
There you go.
Yeah. If you enjoyed it, you can check out our social media, Ominous Archives, on every platform.
Except Facebook.
Except Facebook. Nobody really uses Facebook. If you guys want a Facebook, let us know. But I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I can be active on there, right, if you guys want me to be. I don't prefer it. I think I've only friended like family on there.
Literally.
If that.
Yeah, if you have a story of your own that you would like to share, or if you've been in the catacombs and have a story about it, you can email us at ominousarchives@gmail.com.
And don't forget to go and check out Sam's podcast. That's Scammy Sam. If you're in the market for a new horror book, I think she has thriller too. But anyway, new horror book. Go check her podcast out at Scammy Sam. Or if you want to check her blog out, she does. Sometimes she'll do like little blippets of like episodes that we've done, and she covers some of her own topics. And you can also email her there too. So go over and check her out at scaremesam.com. That wraps us up, right?
Yeah.
All right. So don't forget to come back next week, and don't forget to stay weird. See ya.